This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Monday, January 20th, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Minocqua Public Library, it's Tot Time. This will be taking place in the library's program room and will feature activity stations, which will include dramatic play, large motor, free art, sensory, and a baby zone. Each zone will have a corresponding read, write, sing, play, or talk prompt as well. They invite you to come play with them. Once again, this is happening Monday, January 20th, beginning at 10 a.m., over at the Minocqua Public Library on 415 Menominee Street in Minocqua. Wisconsin's iconic restaurant, Culver's, has announced just how much they raised for their fundraising. Brittany Merlot has more.
Culver's announced yesterday that its fundraising efforts for the Abundant Life Christian School following the deadly shooting in December totaled to $165,000. 80 locations participated in the fundraiser and are donating a portion of their January 6th sales to benefit families impacted by the shooting. The funds will go directly from the restaurants to the United Way of Dane County's Abundant Life Christian School Emergency and Recovery Fund.
January 18th, the 4-H Leaders Association in Merrill presents their 4-H Winterfest celebration. This will be taking place at the Northwoods Veterans Post in Merrill and will feature music, dancing, games, treats, a dessert auction, raffle baskets, and light snacks provided with soda and food for purchase. This will be taking place from 6 to 8 p.m. with free entry. They invite you to have some fun and support the 4-H. Once again, this is happening this Saturday, January 18th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. over at 601 Johnson Street in Merrill. With long winters in Wisconsin, it's not uncommon to hibernate and feel down. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains how winter affects us.
The skies are gray and the nights are long and the temperatures are cold. The American Psychiatric Association says that about 5% of Americans experience a form of depression known as seasonal affective disorder, called SAD. People with SAD tend to have feelings of hopelessness and decreased motivation to take part in activities that they usually enjoy. Even those who don't technically meet the threshold for this disorder may see spikes in anxiety and depressive symptoms. In fact, some scientists suggest that more than 40% of Americans have these SAD symptoms to some degree in the winter. Just like some animals in a state of dormancy to survive the harsh winters, there are similarities with us. SAD may have its roots in its ways we've adapted to save energy at a time of year when food was scarce. Then, toss lower temperatures on top of that, asking for greater energetic demands on our bodies in order to stay warm, we typically gain weight too. Research says that diets are their worst in the cold months, where we generally slap on an additional 1 to 3 pounds. Which sounds just like animals saving up food to store fat for hibernation, doesn't it? And our bodies also slow down. We tend to stay inside more and do less, which leaves hardly any exposure to sunlight, bringing our bodies lower levels of serotonin, which that plays a key role in our moods. So take that walk outside on sunny days. Or experts say to invest in light therapy. Using a serotonin bulb is believed to regulate feelings of happiness and anxiety.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
A Packers coach has a job interview. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Green Bay Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley has been invited by the New York Jets to interview for their head coaching position. How did the Packers defense perform under Hafley? Matt LaFleur.
You make the necessary adjustments and you put your guys in position, and then ultimately those guys got to go out there and execute. And I thought Hafley did an outstanding job, and it's not just Haf, it's our entire defensive staff did a really good job with that.
Mike McCarthy interviewed last night with the Chicago Bears. NBA. The Bucks with a win at home, 122-93 over the Orlando Magic. Giannis with 26 points. Damian Lillard led with 30.
You know, one of the main things was pace. Just seeing it on film and seeing how much better my rhythm to the game is and my timing and just my movements are when I get the ball up the floor with pace. It's good for our team, but it's also been good for me.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for some fun indoor entertainment, given the frigid temperatures on the way, here are some movies that might interest you. There continues to be no shortage of horror films, and if that is your genre of choice, check out a new take on the age-old classic Wolfman, starring Julia Garner of Ozark fame. Also opening in wide release is the comedy One of Them Days, starring Kiki Palmer and musical artist SZA, which tells the story of two roommates scrambling to pull rent money together. At the time of this reading, the film is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, and SZA's acting chops have impressed critics. Coleman Domingo's role continues. The film Sing Sing will be re-released this weekend. And if you happen to be incarcerated, you're in luck as well. The film will be playing in correctional facilities all across America, and that makes sense since Sing Sing tells the story of teaching rehabilitation through the arts and has almost a perfect audience and critic score on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. If you're looking for a trip down TV memory lane and were a fan of the show Twin Peaks, this might pique your interest. The murder mystery drama set in the Pacific Northwest will be available on Blu-ray box set. In addition to all the seasons, there will be 27 hours of behind the scenes and extra features. The box set doesn't officially drop until February 3rd, but you can currently pre-order it on Amazon for a cool $56. Actors work odd jobs to pay rent before their big break. For actor David Schwimmer, one of the gigs included serving divorce papers after his freshman year in college, thanks to his lawyer mother. The Friends actor and star of the new show Goosebumps told Stephen Colbert he once served singer Rod Stewart with divorce papers. Apparently, Alana Stewart, Rod's wife at the time, no longer wanted his body or thought he was sexy. Goosebumps is available to stream on Peacock. Award show nominations are pouring in this time of year. Great movies wouldn't be great movies without a really good script. The Writers Guild of America has announced its nominations for the 77th annual WGA Awards. Nominations for Best Screenplay in the Feature Film category include Anora, A Complete Unknown, Challengers, Wicked, and Nickel Boys. The British Academy of Film and TV Awards also announced its nominations for Best Feature Film yesterday, and there was a little bit of crossover. The BAFTA Best Feature Film nominations also included Anora and A Complete Unknown, but not Wicked, Nickel Boys, or Challengers. In addition to Anora and A Complete Unknown, Conclave led the way with 12 nominations, followed closely by Emilia Perez with 11. The fifth nominee, The Brutalist, drew 9 nominations. So many award shows to watch, so little time. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy and kind of windy this morning. We'll see more sunshine and the wind will die down this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 20s. Tonight, 19. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, 35. And then hang on because it's going to get really cold by later this weekend into the first half of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.